This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Tell me a little bit about work-life balance. You guys talk about that. That's part of your... How do you actually practice that? How are you productive? How do you get the workaholics among you to step back? How do you meet production? Client demands in this business and your business are pretty high. How do you actually practice that balance?
Is my wife going to be hearing this
No,
podcast?
Mine is, so she wants an answer. How should we practice it, yes, I should ask.
Yes. For me, that work-life balance question is an interesting one because I think the paradigm of how we think about it sometimes is a little off. And so in my opinion, how I've looked at it and how I've had mentors encourage me to look at it is it's not going to be this clean break or line that's driven throughout our life. It's going to move and it's like a river. It's going to, you know, take its own course at different seasons. And so I try to, and we try to ask our people to pay attention to that. And so there's times in a lot of industries, certainly in a professional services client service industry, where you're just going to have demands that are more than what can fit into what you'd prefer your life to look like. And so take count of what time it is, what season is it. And then the part that folks like my personality, sounds like yours as well, maybe have trouble with, is reorienting when it's not that time.
Absolutely.
And giving ourselves freedom to leave work early, to, for me, you know, have a cup of coffee with Kate after it dropped the kids off to school. Go for a run in the middle of the day. I think some of us with our personalities can feel guilty about that.
Or I think we forget too. We forget we can do that.
Yeah, we forget.
I went home complaining to my wife the other day and said, I need some silence to do some of the deep work. And she said, the house is quiet all day. And I said, I never even thought about going. I own the company. I never even thought I could leave for a few hours. I mean, we go on dates and we, you know, sure, go to school, but it never, it was an aha moment. I guess I could come home and work for a few hours.
Right. Well, and you add the season of life that I'm in with small kids, and it does. It complicates things even more. And so I think I've tried to just be creative about how I do that, but I also have woken up several times and like, I thought that's why I started this. You know, that's why I own a small business, is for that freedom. And so I think there is this lulling to sleep that can sometimes happen with us. And so for us as leaders, one, I just try to model it. You know, I try to leave on time and come into work late sometimes, so that people can see that they have the freedom and the permission to be flexible.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.